Hi guys, good evening. Welcome to May I Talk. I'm sure you're not used to this voice because our host gave me some leeway today, said I should be the anchor for today's anchor. So this is Mr. Anonymous coming to you live this afternoon, sunny afternoon. Hope you're doing well. Hope everybody's staying safe. Hope everybody's staying hydrated and hope everybody's doing well. So today we're going to talk about sex with the ex. This is the female edition. And I have a beautiful, wonderful person joining us today, Miss Aisha Moni. Aisha, how are you doing?
Hi, Mr. Anonymous. I'm fine, thank you. How are you?
I'm okay. How have you been? It's been a while.
Yeah, it has. I've been good. You know, I've been trying to find a way to stay afloat and just thrive through all of this thing right now.
I know. It's been a crazy year. Somebody said, like, if the year 2020 was like a bottle of alcohol, it'd be like all those like dry gin that has been aged for years and like somebody touches and then it's like a disaster. So we also have our hosts, you know, Miss Mo. How you doing?
Well, I was waiting for the introduction. Hi, Aisha.
Hi, Mo.
Thank you so much for coming back on our favorite podcast show.
Thank you for having me.
All right, guys. So, well, the topic. I don't know. I feel a bit. I feel a bit like, let me say my ears are open because I want to hear, you know, you guys' perspective on, you know, sex with the ex, the female edition. I want to know what you feel about it, what the fads are, what you think is wrong, what you think is right, you know. So I just want to hear in general, you know, your view, especially, you know, the whole general topic of cheating, you know, and, you know, and all that.
So, Aisha, to start with, do you have an ex?
Who doesn't?
Oh, please.
Do you not?
What a response, madam. Oh, yeah. So, I know we all have this favorite ex out of every other person that we've been with, but do you really think everyone has, like, a favorite ex? Like, that guy that, you know, you're like, okay, that's my favorite ex.
I don't think so. I think that some people may have favorite exes, yes. But then some people may just have, well, this is the one that was not the worst of the bunch. You know? So it's not necessarily that the person was the greatest. The person was just not as bad as the rest, but the person was equally bad.
Okay. So, you know, in one of our episodes, we discussed cheating with the ex, the male edition, and I got, I realized that men are, that don't let me use the word hoes, but these hoes ain't loyal. So
we are all hoes.
Hopefully, all of us. I am not.
Everybody has the inner hole in them. I mean, you don't have to be like, oh, you're sleeping with every Tom, Dick, and Harry, but you have the inner, you know, the
fantasy.
Inner spice.
Yeah. All right. So, like, I'm curious to know, for we women, why do you think we return back to our exes?
Well, I'm running at the risk of generalizing here, but first things first, I think it's like something that you said one time. I can't remember what conversation we're having, but what's that thing? Is it the devil you know is better than the angel that you don't?
Yeah.
I think that's one reason. That's like the first reason. So in a situation where a woman may be finding it hard to move on or to find someone else to then get on that while they are trying to get over someone, you know, they may find themselves now falling back to old patterns.
Okay,
well, I mean, this one treated me slightly right, so I mean, why not?
Okay, but I am playing it from the role of, okay, look, I'm in a relationship, my relationship is not too perfect. Why is that the first thing that comes to most women's mind is that ex, that hey, big head type of ex, you know?
Because unfortunately, one of our biggest flaws as humans is comparison, and that's something that a lot of us have been brought up with. You hear parents telling you stuff like, does that person have two heads? Or you hear somebody telling you, ah, this person is far better than that other person, and stuff like that. So when you have a relationship and the relationship is not going particularly well, you start to think back to all the other ones that may have gone well, because that's usually how we even, you know, and make bases on certain things, to be honest. That's how you decide if something is good or not, because you want to know if it's better than the other one that you've had before. If you never had anything before, you have no basis to decide if something is good or not. Yeah. Do you agree with me on that?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I think so. Oh, yeah.
Exactly. So, for instance, you go to two different restaurants and they both have pasta. The only reason why you know one is worse off than the other, or one is bad and one is good, is because you've had one that was slightly different. And that's exactly how it is. So your relationship isn't working out well. You're most likely remembering the ex that digged you down properly, or the ex that took you on this lavish date, or the ex that took you on this mad cruise, or took you on this trip to this particular place. And you're thinking to yourself, so how did I leave that one and come to this one, and this one is treating me like trash? That's usually how it works.
So with like exes, I want to know your opinion. Like, you know, there are different people. There are some people that they say, okay, you know, once I've dated you, I don't want to have anything to do with you again after the whole thing has ended. What are some people that feel like, oh, I mean, as long as it didn't end too badly, we can be really, really cool friends, and we can be friends for a long time, you know? What's your policy? Are you like a mixed match, or do you feel when you've dated somebody, that's it? Or, you know, it can be any of it?
So I have never, ever been of the school of thought that you should just totally discard of anybody. Yeah, of course, there are certain deal breakers for any relationship whatsoever. There are deal breakers. There are things that, as a person, you know for yourself that no matter what it is that you do again, as long as you've done this thing, I am never talking to you. I have never totally blocked out any of my exes. Yes, are there some of my exes that I don't talk to anymore? Definitely. Like, one of them was totally out of my hands. It just happened. We kind of just missed out on each other's lives. And then another one, I decided that I wasn't going to talk to him because he was a fucking asshole. You know? And then there are other ones that I'm still very good friends with. We talk every once in a while. We don't get to that point where you suddenly now decide, oh, I'm the next person you want to smash. No, we're not even like that anymore. We're friends. We're very good friends. And I don't have a problem with it, to be honest. I don't have a problem with you being friends with your exes, just as long as you know where to draw the line. As long as you understand that some exes will most likely come back into your life just to see if you're still stupid, and some of them will most likely come into your life to see if they can just be friends with you because you added value to them while you were in the relationship. The idea is to just know what it is that you're looking for. It's like any other friendship, to be honest. What am I looking for? What value am I adding to this person? Exactly. What value is this person adding back to me? Is this person going to be detrimental to my life in any way? If this person is going to ruin my relationship, I might as well keep you at arm's length. Forget the value. Value, we'll find it somewhere else. You know what I'm wisdom. Saying? That's the way me, I see it. That's how I see it.
That's wisdom. That's I'm about to ask you more about it as well. But one thing I wanted to just input is that I don't think there's any like bad experience. Like, every experience is wisdom. You may learn something that you didn't want to learn about life through the person. You may learn something, you may have learned something very, very blissful about the person. So I agree with you. I believe every experience is good because it helps you for the future. So what about you, Mo? What do you think?
For me, I'm different. Different. I'm the homegirl that it's like, if I eat rice every day and I say, oh, I'm done eating rice for the next 2 years, I'm done. There is no way I'm coming back to eating rice, you know? Now, for me, I really don't keep exes as friends because temptation can come in. Unnecessary emotions. You can remember things that maybe at that time you're having a fight with your man or your woman, and you remember, oh, this ex, and then you guys get talking, and you know, one thing or the other leads, you know, to it.
Very true.
I'm of the fact that if I'm done with you, I am done with you. Like, I am done with you. That's why for me, before I break up with someone, I give them like 3, 4, 5 chances. So that when I know, okay, oh, I'm packing my bags, I'm leaving, I am actually going on a long ass trip. It's not, oh, I'm going for a 3 hours journey and I'll be back. You know, when I'm done, I am done.
So basically, when you stop eating rice, you're not going to eat rice or carbohydrate again for the rest of your life.
Well, protein is beautiful. Okay. All right. So I have a question for Aisha, right? Do you think cheating with the ex is safer than cheating with a new guy?
Okay. First, before I even answer that, your phrasing of the question is totally out of place because cheating in any way is not safe. Mm. It is not. Mm. You shouldn't even try it. That's how me I see it. Because, when I'm not a judgmental person, yeah? I have had conversations with people before that told me, oh, I cheated on my boyfriend or I cheated on my girlfriend. And because I happen to be somewhat reasonable and sometimes to a fault, I hear them out. I try to understand why they would have decided to do something like that. Would I tell them that what they did was absolutely reasonable? Fuck no, I won't. I will just tell them you could have gone about it a different way, but I understand your plight. So now here's the thing. I feel like in a situation where you feel the need to cheat, before you consider your ex or you consider another person, just leave that person you're dating alone. That's honestly how I see it. That's how I feel like cheating should never ever be an option. It is very unfair to both you and the other party in the relationship. It is wrong. If you want to step out, let's even take cheating out of it. You want to step out. I think you had an episode about open relationships and stuff. Discuss with your partner.
Exactly.
Discuss it with your partner and say, yo, I feel like I want to step out. I feel like I'm in the mood to try on a new pussy or try on a new dick or whatever the case may be. How do you feel about it? Oh, babe, I think that is chill, but I feel like we should do it this way. Okay, let's do roster. Okay, let's do this. And then people move on with life. But if you feel like your partner is like, I've seen some really weird shit in doing my research. I promise you, roster is weird. So if you feel like your partner may not necessarily want it, and that's what you are looking for in life at that moment, or when they leave the person alone, don't put anybody with that kind of emotional trauma. Yeah, it's wrong on so many levels.
The fact that it is wrong, but I'm just looking at, okay, look, I love this person. I can't leave this person. Maybe due to family pressure of the fact that, look, his family knows me. I'm married to this guy because of divorce. I don't want to divorce because the Bible is against divorce. Whatever. The Bible is against adultery as well. But if I had a choice to cheat, would I cheat with my ex or would I cheat with some new guy I met on Tinder or on Twitter or Instagram or something? Do you get what I'm saying?
Okay, well... Well, when you put it that way, I would just say go for a new person.
A new person.
That's honestly what I would say. Because if you go for an ex, you're running at the risk of losing that thing that you don't want to lose. The person was once in your life for a reason. Even if you people dated for 2 weeks, there was a reason it lasted up to 2 weeks. There were some emotions involved. And no matter how much you want to lie to yourself that those things have totally disappeared, it's as little as a prick of a tiny needle that could ignite emotions again. And you don't want to risk something like that.
Okay.
If you're looking to legit damage your relationship, then by all means, Mofawasi, go on. Have sex with your ex.
You know, this is why I love this show because, you know, varying opinions and we all come together, you know. I actually feel like I feel the opposite way. And
so you'd rather have sex with your ex?
Yes. And wow. I mean, I have my own reasoning because I feel like, there's nobody that you have, you know, relations with like sex and so that you not have an attraction to.
Okay.
I mean, like you said, the ex may be 2 weeks, a 2 week old relationship, you know? So it doesn't mean, I just feel like, you know, that the devil, I don't know. I don't, especially you know,
the devil, the devil
I don't know in terms of the new person. I don't want that, because there's a lot of things. I mean, if you look at all the, like, social media and stuff, there's so many people that, oh, they went after a younger woman or stuff, and then she was crazy, and then, you know, the guy was in trouble, and then he was accused of, you know, like, I just feel like, look, if it's nobody, like you said, nobody should cheat. Cheating is wrong. But if maybe your relationship is at the end, or
if push came to shove,
prefer the person that I know that, first of all, I mean, everybody should always have safe sex and everything, but I just prefer, and then I know that, okay, the relationship was over and it's truly over. I'm not gonna have that, you know, that
emotional,
no way.
Okay, but this is what I think, right? I am with Aisha on this one.
Okay.
Because I think cheating with your ex is very risky. This person could blackmail you easily. You know, it could blackmail you emotionally, can blackmail you by maybe setting up cameras and stuff, can blackmail you into, oh, I know you're a man, I can tell you're a man. But meeting someone new who knows no history, whether you're married or not, this person doesn't even know jack shit about you, basically. It could be a one-night stand.
Okay, if it's like a, just like that, like business kind of relationship.
Yeah,
then
it could be. And then who knows?
The new relationship
will not be a blessing to you. Well, you know,
I mean, except you want to make a habit out of cheating on a regular, do you understand? Then I don't see why you shouldn't just go ahead and do it with a new person and just get out of your system. Because, see, I don't know how you feel about this, so Mr. Anonymous, but I think that no matter how hard you try...
Aisha, are you there? Oh, wow.
I think there's a network
issue. Yeah, I think there's a network issue. Okay, guys, don't just stay on the line. This will be like a part one, and we're going to come back with a part two so you can release in when she comes back on. Oh, she's back. Hi, Aisha.
Hey, can you hear me?
Oh, yeah, we can. Okay, because we're just telling our listeners this will be a part one, but thank
you. Yeah, I heard everything you were saying.
Oh.
Oh, we couldn't hear you. I think it was network.
Yeah, probably. Anyway, that's what I was saying. Okay. You're going to say something?
No, go ahead. Go ahead.
Yeah, so I said, except you want to make a habit out of cheating, except you want to be doing it like on a regular basis, then I don't see any reason why you shouldn't just go for a new person. Because you opt for your ex now, and no matter how hard you try, it's anonymous, this one is directed to you or at you. There are still certain things that keep you guys connected. You guys still have inside jokes. You still share this common, whatever it was that you people did on the first date, and then you think about it and you go, oh my God, that was so funny. You know, stuff like that. That's all the person has to do is remind you, and before you know, you laugh, you're off pants. So, I just feel like it is safer to just go with someone new, someone that knows nothing about you. You know, if it's one of those, honey, I think I want to take a break for like 2 weeks or 2 days and go to so and so place. Pick one person from the bad year. Knock. Go back to your house.
It makes a lot of sense.
Yeah, it makes a lot of sense. And also, let me just add one more thing to it, right? That thing that broke you and your ex off or up or whatever it is, it will still break you up. The reason why you left, you will still find it. That habit you hate that he's not planning to change, it will still do it. And my belief is if you left your, if you go and cheat on your husband with your ex, that is fire. That is serious fire. Some people, 1% of human beings are lucky enough to go back to their ex and things turn out well. But never when you're married. It won't turn out well. But if you pick someone new, tell the person a new story about what's going on in your life. You see, it's a new direction. But going back to your ex, I am a no person on it. Don't go back to your ex. If possible, man, let them be in their own world and just move on. Block them off for 2-3 years and come back again. Like, hey, it's been a while. That type of thing. You wanted to say something.
Oh, yeah. I just wanted to end it that, just to end the question was that, anybody can be addicted to anything. So, for example, not only like drugs, people take drugs, you know, mm-hmm. sex as well is an addiction. When you do it with one person, you get lucky, you want to do it with other people, you know, because like they say, like you said about rice, you know, I can like apple, I can like banana tomorrow, I can like strawberries, I can like, you know, anything. Mm-hmm. So just to keep yourself in context. But I'm gonna ask another question for you guys. What about cheating with the same sex? You guys may not have experience, but you know, some people may, but I just want to say, like, what about that? Is that full cheating or half cheating or semi cheating?
Please, I'll let Aisha answer the question.
Okay. So
oh God, I can't imagine
how it is. All right. So yeah, I'll just, as far as I'm concerned, as long as you're cheating, as long as you're having sex with somebody else that is not your partner, it is cheating. Whether the person is your sex, your gender, or another gender, whatever the case may be, you are cheating on your partner. It doesn't matter. Because when you have it, as far as I'm concerned, I mean, there are different types of relationships. Of course, we have open, we have polyamorous relationships, we have different mm-hmm. types. But if you're having a one-on-one, in fact, if you're having a polyamorous relationship, the idea is that the people that are present within this relationship have agreed within one another that it is with you that I am doing this thing. It is with you I will be having sex. It is with you I will be sharing an emotional connection. And then down to all the other intricacies of whatever it is you want your relationship to entail, like it is your food I will eat. It is your, just what I'm saying, whatever it is that you decide that your relationship is going to be about. So by the time you take something that is supposed to be shared between you and your partner or you and your partners to somebody else, no matter who they are, it is cheating because you've taken it out of the verbal contract that you guys had. Mm. So it is wrong, regardless of who the person may be.
That's true. So, do you want to say something before I ask the final question?
Okay. For me, wow, this is a very tough one. I try as much as possible to say emotional connection is the main thing for me. For someone like me, I believe kissing is more emotional than sex, you know?
Wow.
Yeah, that's just my
thought. No, I agree with you on that to some extent.
Oh, thank you. All right, because some people can have sex and not kiss. Some people can't have sex.
Mr. Anonymous cannot do that one.
Some people can't have sex without kissing. So if I have sex with you without kissing you, there is no connection. You know, I'm just there for the orgasm. Yeah, cheating is cheating. But is it really cheating if it's not emotional? Is it really cheating if...
it's just for pleasure.
If it's just for pleasure, that moment. I mean, we could decide to masturbate together. Is that cheating? I didn't get on you. You didn't get on me. We just had like a time together of orgasm. Now, is that cheating? You know, did I kiss you? No. Did I, you know, do some things that I would normally do when having sex? Did I do with you? No. So, cheating with the same sex for me is deeper than this conversation because if there is no grinding, if there is no trusting or whatever it is that people do, can I consider that cheating? You know?
Okay.
I have
a lot to say. Yeah, so I feel like what a lot of us do to try to get away with a lot of things is is that we try as much as possible to then limit certain things to certain areas, but I'm going to just open it up to everything other than sex. Let's give an example. So say I start a business with you and Mr. Anonymous, right? We have certain secrets that we use to maybe the way KFC has like a secret recipe for their chicken and Coke has a secret recipe for their drink and stuff like that. So we have something like that as well. And then one day I'm having a casual conversation with someone and then it shifts to business. And then, you know, we start to talk about how my business has been booming for a while and it's all thanks to both of you. And then the person goes, so what do you think is that real thing? What do you think is that thing, you know, that's just making people flock to your side? And then you give that person just one ingredient outside, inside your secret recipe. And I come to now tell both of you that, ah, whom as you share, I've done something wrong. This is what I did by mistake. I went to tell somebody one ingredient in our secret recipe. How would you feel?
Betrayed.
Exactly. Yeah.
If it's one ingredient out of 100, you're still not hurting the business.
No. The thing is, your contract states that you do not divulge anything.
What?
You're not supposed to divulge anything at all. But now you've let go of one. You know, you've let go of one.
Aisha, you are talking from the legal aspect. You're talking from the contract aspect. I'm talking from the business aspect, right? I'm saying I still have 99 more recipes that this person does not know about. So what do I do? You went to tell this person about one out of the business. What do? I take you out. You know, I
you take me out. You. Okay, so why shouldn't your partner take you out when you masturbate in front of somebody else?
Okay, Aisha, you are done on this podcast.
If you're going to take me out for dropping one ingredient inside our recipe, why shouldn't your partner take you out when take off your clothes in front of somebody?
I'm not going to sack you. I'm going to demote you and then wait for you to earn my trust again.
Well, that's exactly how your partner will treat you.
Well, if it's for him to go on a break for a while, for him to know that, okay, look, I'm sorry, there's forgiveness or something, then if it could happen, it will happen again. Then maybe it will sit up to know, okay, you know what? I'm not supposed to do a certain thing. Maybe something is lacking in my relationship. Did you even think about that? Why would anyone want to cheat if something is not lacking in the relationship?
Well, there's that. But if something is lacking in the relationship, aren't you supposed to first communicate with your partner before you go and look for somebody
what
that can feel
it? What if you are communicating and the person is not here?
Well,
you know, there are some
in that case, leave the person alone now.
Because I'll not break up because the person is not listening.
If the person, let me explain something to you. This is how it is. I had a conversation with somebody this morning, and what he said was, when he had a conversation with his ex, now ex, you know, he decided that they both had different cores. His core was on the emotional side. She was more a spontaneous person. He was looking for consistency. You understand? And they had tried to communicate for years and just wasn't working out. And then they finally realized, you know what? I think it's going to be best for both of us to go our separate ways, because it's not like I'm wrong or you're wrong. Our rights just don't match.
Wow.
It's just don't match.
You understand? So if you've communicated several times to your partner that this is what I want, this is what I need from a relationship, these are the things that I feed off of, and your partner is trying, but the partner cannot give it to you, then maybe it's just not working out. It is not a do or die affair. Don't treat it like if I leave, I will die. Because there's always somebody out there that would give you that thing that you need. Except what you need, your own self is too much. But if it's not, and you know within yourself that it is not, there will always be somebody else to give it to you. Don't let your final resort be cheating. Or you're taking out of the equation, like Moses.
Okay. All right. So let me ask you one question, right? Is online cheating? Cheating online with your ex? Because we're focusing on the ex here. Do you think it's cheating? Like, he's in America, you're in Nigeria, but you guys are always talking, exchanging whatever, you know, sex tapes, and not sex tapes, like sex pictures or whatever. What they call people? I don't know that.
Nudes, no.
Nudes, yeah. Do you think it's cheating?
See, like I mentioned before, in every relationship, there is a verbal agreement, and always addendums at every point. There's always, okay, this is what I want to add now based on how I have grown over this period. That's what I'm saying. There will always be things you want to add. You want to add. It's not a legal thing, you understand, but they're just, it's a way, it's because you guys now understand each other and you know what this person wants and this person likes. You know what deal breakers are. You understand what I'm saying? If you guys have had a conversation that states you can be sharing nudes with your ex, then it is not cheating. But if you guys know with it, no, and that's the truth, because it is a partnership. Regardless of how many people are in the relationship, it's a partnership, which is why you have verbal agreement. So if you guys have stated that this and this and this and this are things that we do within this relationship and they cannot be taken out, you cannot give it to somebody else, because when you do that, I will feel betrayed. Then why are you doing it? It's because you want to betray the partner.
Okay, that's true. Okay, that's true.
So to end the show, we're going to just ask this question. You know, we're talking about cheating with ex. So I want to ask you guys before we round up, your policy on forgiveness in cheating, or do you, or is it a zero policy that, oh, that's it, that's in a relationship, or is it a three strike rule, or, you know, what's your policy? This is the best show.
I should have some weird expression. Okay.
Because I'm not particularly sure how to answer that. I'm pretty sure that I've probably been cheated on before, but that's never happened to my face. I've not seen it. So I can't particularly talk about how I'm going to react, you know, in a situation like that. I happen to be a very forgiving person in several situations, but when it comes to cheating, you know what? I think I'll treat it the way I treated the answer as to who you should cheat with if push comes to shove. I want to know the details.
Then I'll determine if you forgive.
Because I'm going to take it. I'm going to, in a situation like that, in a situation like that, I'm going to go more logical than emotional. I want to know the details. I want to know who he was with, why you did it, when you did it. In fact, if you want to go as deep as telling me how you did it, I'll find out. I want to know. Let's know the details. Because then that helps me know if this is worth continuing.
Okay.
Because if for instance, you have an ex that, you know, you had this amazing relationship with, but then the person did one thing wrong, and then all of a sudden you people broke up, but then you've not been able to find your way back to each other. And it happened to be the person that you're with now. And you now decide that you want to cheat. You did not go forward and look for somebody new. You went back to meet the ex. Then I'm like, so why'd you come for me though? Okay. Like, what are we doing here? You know?
You got it, baby. You got it. But for on my own side, right, I have a three strikes rule, I'm very confident because I say this all the time, and saying it on this podcast, someone can quote me next year, 100 years to come, I don't care, but this is the truth. First time you cheat, to me, is temptation. Oh, you did it. Temptation. Oh, maybe you were emotional at that point. You were drunk, whatever. Oh, yeah, well, I will forgive you. You did it. It's okay. Darling, it was your first time. Now, if you do it again...
With or without the same person?
Wait, hold up. That's where I'm coming to. If you do it again with the same person, pack the the house is mine, so you're getting out. Thank you, darling. Now, if you do it with a different person, now you are a cheat naturally. Okay? Thank you. Now, if you now go and do it with an ex that is not up to my standard, that ex that broke you down fully and I had to build you up, you not thought, oh, that's the one I'm running to. A pussy is so good. That's the person I'm going to. Bro, you are packing your things and leaving. I'm not leaving the house for you. Hell no, I'm not leaving. I have the rule. You cannot cheat on me with your ex. It is not right. It is painful. Exactly. Cheat on me with a new person. Then I will start to think, okay, where did I go wrong? What is wrong in this relationship? Is it me? Is it you? Did I do something wrong? Do I need to sit up? Is there even a reason why you should even cheat? You know? But you're not gonna cheat on me with that ex, especially the one that made you cry. Oh, bro, how am I going? Sorry.
Exactly. That's why I said it depends on the details of whatever it is that's going on. And, you know, you don't automatically throw everything out, but like find out. But another thing, another thing is like how you said there's like you have a 3-strike rule and all of that. If that person is caught the first time, what's the assurance that you're going to catch the person the next time the person is doing it? And then that's what we may not answer that now. And then another thing I want to ask you is this. There's this thing that people say. I've heard a lot of women say it. They say respect is cheating and not letting you know about it.
Yeah, I have it.
Have you heard that one before? Yeah, I have too many times as well. They say the moment you start to rub the cheating in your partner's face, then it means you don't respect them. But then some women hear about it that, oh, my husband is cheating on me out there. And they'll just say, as long as he didn't bring it home, then it's fine.
That's a very toxic. Really? Thing. It is. Yeah, I mean, it's not. It's cheating on you is wrong. No, it, and then it's now. We're not saying because it's not bringing it home. It's, nah, I sometimes when I hear it, I don't know. I there's so a lot of things. There's a lot of emotions around cheating. To be honest, don't do that. Don't hide it. Don't bring it up. Be sure. Don't cheat. Simple. Thank you. I think I'm losing my mind here.
Oh my god, this has been an amazing show.
It's been.
Yeah, don't cheat.
Before we go, Aisha, we're gonna play one simple game. It's just 10 seconds game. You are playing the anagram game with us. You know anagram. I'm sure now. Math gone. Anyway, so I'm going to read out some letters for you and you tell me what it's going to form. You ready? Do you have a pen and paper? All right. So you're going to do two different anagrams. So we're starting with Y-A-M-E-B. What does that mean? Yes.
Y-A-N-E-B.
M.
Is it N or M?
M-E-B.
Okay. Maybe.
That's smart. All right, then the second one.
E-T-P-T-L-M-A-E. I felt like I said Elamay.
Seriously?
You have 10 seconds.
P-T-L-M-A-E.
P-T. This one looks very difficult.
Okay, so one final one for you.
Yeah, you got it.
Template.
Okay, bonus question. Yeah. This one's very easy. E-H-C-T-A.
E-H-C-T-A.
Oh, my God. Girl, that's why you are my homie. I love you. Thank you so much for coming.
Thank you guys for listening. We hope to, get you soon. On May I Talk again. Thank you so much, Aisha. We love you and we always love your contribution to this show.
Thank you.
And so guys, we'll see you soon. Yeah.
Yeah. Have a great subscribe, tell your friends about it.
Apple Podcast, Spotify. Yeah.
And Google Podcast.
Have a blessed day, guys. Bye.
Bye.